Hi everyone, my name is Smithy Savignon and I am the CEO of 787 LLC, an all-femme consultancy based here in New York City. I founded the agency in 2017 while attending Manhattan College, completing my bachelor's degree in marketing and economics. Upon questioning the future costs of my current commitments, I created this agency to build a business encompassing the life I dreamed of living, providing the world with a vocation that uplifts others and leaves the world a better place. 787 started as a website with no end in sight. I consulted local and major artists worldwide on how to brand themselves, strategize their marketing, and elevate their message. Since then, I've established the business as an LLC. For our clients, we service all forms of digital marketing, including but not limited to social media audits, content creation, profile management, market research, data analytics, website design, graphic design, and much more. For our community, we curate events for businesses to foster a community of resources, education, and network. It is with immense gratitude for God and great admiration for our team that I can say we have turned an idea into a living reality. What great things can occur when one has faith, sets intentions, and executes on their goals. Our first episode is about a word that has carried me through all of these years, a word that has sparked the very tagline of this agency, Everything is Possible. Our tagline came from my faith that God planted this dream in my heart and plans to see it through. I trust that with belief and perseverance, I can bring all visions to fruition. If it were just me in this, it would be impossible to achieve anything I've done and still impossible to accomplish any of the goals we have set. It is with confidence that I say God has been here every step of the way. Today's podcast episode is about faith. Why? Faith is important because it can provide a sense of hope, purpose, and inner strength, allowing people to navigate life's challenges with greater resilience, especially during difficult times. It can also inspire positive actions and contribute to a sense of community by grounding individuals in a belief system beyond themselves. What is faith? In the Bible, faith is defined as a combination of belief and commitment to God and His promises. Belief, a firm belief that God exists, loves us, and sent His Son to save us. Commitment, a decision to trust God and put our lives in His hands. What is faith and where does it come from? Faith is different from belief because it requires action. You can believe in something without having faith, but faith requires you to put your belief into practice. The Bible describes faith in several passages, including Hebrews 11:1. Now faith is the assurance of things hoped for, the conviction of things not seen. Conviction is a firmly held belief or opinion. In Corinthians 2:57, it says, "Walk by faith and not by sight," meaning to live your life based on trust in God's promises, even when you can't physically see the results or understand the situation fully. Essentially, it's to believe and act based on faith rather than relying solely on what you can see with your eyes. It encourages people to trust God's plan and to move forward in life even when things seem uncertain or challenging, believing that God is working behind the scenes. And to apply faith means to make decisions based on your spiritual beliefs rather than what appears most beneficial at the moment. An example is if you are facing a difficult challenge, walking by faith would mean choosing to believe that God will provide a way out, even if you can't see how it will happen. This reminds me of Luke 1:37. With God, nothing is impossible. It conveys the idea that God's promises are always fulfilled and nothing is too difficult for Him. In Philippians 1:6 states, "Being confident in this, that He who began a good work in you will carry it on to completion until the day of Christ Jesus." It essentially means that whoever starts a positive change or transformation in your life intends to see it through to the end. In Hebrews 13:5 and Deuteronomy 31:6, God says, "I will never leave you nor forsake you." It is a promise from God that He will always be with us and He will not abandon us. How do we stand in the way of God's promises? We doubt Him and kill our faith. James 2:17 says, "So also faith by itself, if it does not have works, is dead." Essentially saying, without works, faith is dead. This means that a faith that is not accompanied by actions or good deeds is essentially meaningless and not a true faith. Hebrews 11:6 says, "Without faith, it is impossible to please God," meaning that to be acceptable to God, one must have faith in His existence and that He rewards those who earnestly seek Him. A person cannot have a positive relationship with God without believing in Him. So what does all of this have to do with running a business? Running a business often requires faith because it demands a level of trust and belief in the future success of your venture, even when facing uncertainties and potential setbacks, which can be bolstered by a strong set of personal values and a positive mindset, sometimes drawing from spiritual beliefs that allows you to persevere through challenges and make decisions based on a vision beyond immediate results. I wanted to start off this podcast with really just giving a more definitive and structured example of how faith is something that carries us through all challenges that we live in life, and how it is by definition something that you just can't alter the meaning of it. From what so far I've been able to research and understand of faith is that it's not just believing in something, but also working toward that belief, where you can believe in something, but you have no faith in it. So you can say like, oh, I believe I'm going to be a millionaire. But if you don't work to make the $1 million, you're never going to be a millionaire. You're just going to have this essential like idea that's never going to come to life. Something like faith that has been working through me as a business owner is, well, I started the agency, I remember I was like on the bus one day on my way home from a course. I had like just finished like a full day of school at Manhattan College. And I was thinking to myself, like, I'm working all these jobs at Riverdale and I'm like, I don't even know what I'm doing my life. I don't have the confidence to think that I could ever apply for a marketing agency with the experience I have, or even just my background in general, to think that I could ever get a corporate job at a marketing agency and actually make my way to the top. And so to avoid essentially looking for external validation and having to like claw my way to the top, I was like, why don't I just create my own marketing agency and see where it could go? I thought to myself, I've always had ideas of taking the ideas in my brain and bringing them to life. Now the how was something I didn't really know what was going to happen. I didn't know how any of this was going to happen. I didn't know how I was ever going to be able to like produce a marketing campaign or come up with a strategy or structure or anything. But I had faith that this vision that I had in my head eventually was going to turn into something, because I was building the blocks to get the house. And I remember being on the bus and I was thinking to myself, what am I going to call this agency? It was just so funny because it literally came from like, I can't even say it came from nowhere. It just came from God, because I was thinking like, what would I name it? I have the faith that things going in a natural order is the way in which things go, right? Like nature. I don't know. It just kept coming like, order. What is a good example of an order? What is a good example of consecutiveness? Like something that just happens as it should go. And I just thought of 7-8, like 7-8. And I was like, I don't want to call it 7-8-9. What about like 7-8-set? And I was like, 7-8-set, like set intentions. And I was like, this is actually really good because it is going with the order of things. 7-8, and then you're setting intentions. Like you're going through an order, you're setting an intention to see something through. Back to the word. He who starts a good work in you plans to see it through. And I thought of the name and I was thinking of a tagline and it just came to my head. Anything is possible. I had sat down for a consultation with a professor from my college. He had mentioned, what if you change the tagline a little bit? Not anything is possible, but everything is possible. And I was like, we're taking it up a notch. That's really great. Shout out to him. Then I just updated it and it's all been a process of evolution. How I started the agency is not where it is today. And I am very thankful that my faith has been able to carry me through all these years of developing this agency, because if I were so fixated on what I started with, I would not be where I am today. I'd have just given up. Because I would have been like, oh, I just have a name and I have 3 followers on Instagram and I have a website that says wixsite.com/78set. Like, what is this even? My landing page looks like a blog and I don't even know who's viewing this. Funny thing is, actually one of my favorite musicians at the time would visit my website and like watch my blog. Shout out to him, may he rest in peace. It's just so interesting to think that because I had the faith that it was just gonna build into something, I was just putting anything out there and like people were viewing it and watching it. It's what's actually been able to attract the right people and keep the community that I have to this day. Because there are people who watch what I do. They either watch the videos, they are following the page, they come to our events, they get our services, and they've been people who've been seeing it from the beginning and just grow into what it is today. I think when you even have faith, you encourage other people to have faith, and other people get to see like, oh, you just started with this little seed and you've just been watering it. With that patience to have and the faith that you have to keep going with it, you're able to just, it's been growing. And I know that I'm not fully responsible for how much it has grown, for it is God who actually determines how much something grows when you plant the seed and water it. It's also why I emphasize the importance of having God in the middle of a business, especially my own. If anyone were to take any advice from me, it would be to put God in the middle of it, because he is the determinant of how much it's going to grow. And how much it can grow depends on how much faith you have in him. Also, to go back to the point of how do we stand in the way of his promises is when we doubt it and we kill our own faith. It's like blocking the blessings. It's like having faith is putting on the glasses and then seeing everyone around you who's wearing glasses. It's seeing a lot more opportunities than you would otherwise see if you didn't have it, and also taking those opportunities and making something of it. Because I've been able to have faith, I take all these ideas in my head and I'm able to put them on paper, which has helped me construct something like the agency from the ground up and building this foundation on God, on this idea that all I have to do is take these ideas that I have, slowly start to build, and everything else is just going to come after, and it's just going to start attracting everything that I'm looking for. Like I said, it started as something that I originally started as an Instagram platform and a website, and I was able to really cultivate my skills and learn how to practice and set all these things forth and use that to then start building services around it. And next thing I knew, these are services that are like being identified by the world, something like content creation, which I never knew was ever going to be a thing, or influencing, which was a thing before it was even identified as influencing, or anything of the sort. And just all these steps in marketing that do have words for it that you don't usually ever think, like, oh, there's actually a term for that, like marketing strategies. And I really wanted to emphasize this episode on faith, because it is with faith that you're able to get as far as you can ever get without tripping over your own two feet or getting caught up in just how much you can do with your own hands, because it's not all up to you. If you truly do believe and have faith that God put a dream in your heart to do something, if he gave you a vision to do something, then that's all that matters. All you have to do is take the step and walk by faith and not by sight, and not let anything around you determine just how far you go with this dream, because at any point, at any second, God can turn your life around and you could have that overnight success that's happened after years of your preparation. You could have those opportunities come knocking at your door because you've been preparing the house for the company to come in. And that's how I've just been able to get this far. I have faith that within this next year, whatever has to happen is going to happen. And there's nothing I can do essentially except be on my best behavior, embody the faith that I actually have, and really start to cultivate and actually be real with myself as to like, okay, this is where my fears are. This is where I'm stopping myself. This is where my anxiety is. This is where I'm trying to take control where things aren't meant to be controlled. This is what I'm hyper fixating on when this really isn't in my hands. It's in God's hands. I also like to emphasize that when you do have faith, you do understand that you can't control anything around you. The only thing you can control is yourself. It does take a matter of shifting your perspective on how you're going to handle and approach certain things, or whether you are going to approach certain things, and knowing which battles to choose to actually fight and others to choose to just back off and wait. Working with the agency for so many years has actually taught me that there are some things that you will start now and you probably won't circle back to until years later. Sometimes I remember when I first started doing events back in 2022, I started doing them as community markets, where I'd bring a bunch of businesses together to sell their services and their products and have live music and performances, and we have drinks and catering, and it would be an overall great experience. And then I remember I had gone to an event in Canada I was invited to be part of, and I met the woman who had curated the event, and she had actually gotten grants for her event. And I was like, wow, how incredible is that, to write a grant and receive a grant from people who believe in what you're doing, and also just not having to really pull from the community to help build something like this, especially knowing that sometimes your community doesn't have the funds and the resources to make the vision come true. So then that also just really inspired me to start doing grants events for myself. But it wasn't until a year later that I actually got to host the first seminar grant event for the agency. And it's something that I really had to have faith that it would come to fruition when the time is right. And until then, it's time for me to fix my nets. And that's something that's spoken about in the Bible too, how fishermen, when they're not out at sea and they're not sailing and they're on the shore and there's nothing to do, there really isn't not nothing to do. It's actually the best time to prepare their nets. It's the best time to get everything equipped for when you are in the storm and you do need to handle those certain challenges. It's like, oh, actually, I've been prepared for this. This is exactly what I need in order to get that done. Something that I would do when in the seasons of me waiting and in the seasons of me preparing is, okay, well, I know that if I were to play this out and I were to see this through, these are going to be the certain steps that I'm going to need in order to get that done, whether it's a contract, whether it's a documentation, whether it's an itinerary, whether it's a venue, whether it's a theme, whether it's a partner. All these things are, well, if I had the vision that this is how it's going to come to be, how am I going to get all of these different pieces together to build the entire puzzle, to bring all the entire picture together? So it really does take a lot of breaking down the vision. I usually start most of what I do with either a vision board or brainstorming. I love brainstorming. I write everything down. There's no such thing as a bad idea when you're first starting, because even like what you think is a bad idea can be turned into a good idea, even if it's just like a little piece of it, or even if that bad idea turned into an opposition, which is a good idea. You needed that in order to build on something. This is where the faith comes in, because knowing that no matter what comes your way, no matter what you're thinking of, no matter what you're facing, everything is going to be used for the greater good of the entire vision and the entire promise that God has to deliver, and really just honing in on that strength that it takes to keep going, because there are going to be days where you just don't want to keep going, where you don't believe in yourself because everyone else around you is not, they don't believe in you. And I've had those moments too, where I'm not sure that I could say the people around me didn't really believe in me. I think it's more so they didn't believe in themselves. Sometimes when we tell people our visions, we don't realize that who we're telling a vision to is someone who doesn't have that vision. They don't have the same faith that you have to carry something through. So their advice to you is not actually going to be accurate to what you can accomplish, because they don't understand the structure of building it. They don't have the same blocks. They don't have the same blueprint that God is giving you. So I had to really learn. And honestly, when it comes to seeing something to fruition, as soon as I get an idea in my head, a vision, if I really want to see it through, the only person I'm consulting with is God. It's like, okay, God, this is the idea I have. You promised me that this is going to come to fruition. I just really need you to take the lead here and guide me and show me what is going to be possible, how I'm going to make this possible. And I'm going to keep the door open so that what needs to be attracted in is attracted in. And I'm just going to keep on standing on that promise that you gave me. I'm going to keep on standing on that faith that you gave me. And I'm not going to turn to any external factors and ask them for validation, because that is what's going to block the blessing. Most of the time, it's actually what leads you to give up, because people are feeding doubt in your head. And I actually dealt with that for a very long time, was getting doubt in my head, because as much as I love and trust other people, obviously because they care about me, it wasn't the right decision to make, because they, like I said, they don't have that same, God didn't give them the vision. God didn't give them the vision. If God told Moses, hey, Moses, this is what you're going to do. And I'm referring to the people. I hope you do know the story of Moses. And if you don't, you go look up the story of Moses in the Bible. Or Noah, for example, is a great example. God said, hey, Noah, you're going to have to build a boat because there's a storm coming. And everyone thought Noah was crazy. What storm is coming? We have no idea what you're talking about. Noah had to go and build the boat. He had faith that what God told him was going to happen was going to happen. So he had to obey and go and stick to the faith, build the boat, so that the day that the storm came, he was ready. So it's the same thing about when God gives you this vision of like, hey, this is going to happen. There's going to be a time for when this is going to approach you, and this is how you're going to be prepared for it, my child. Go and do it. You got to go and do it, because there's a reason that he gave you this specific task. There's a reason that he planted this seed in you. Now, faith, right? Because you do have to have faith in God in all of this. Faith in God also means knowing who God is. And God is someone who knows who he's dealing with. So when he does, When God told me, hey, you're going to have a marketing agency and your entire marketing agency is going to be based on authenticity, ethics, and making the world a better place. Now, this is not something that's common in this world, right? Because most of the time, marketing people are just trying to sell something. They don't care what they're selling. They don't even care about the quality. They care about the quantity. They want the numbers. They want the sales. You're going to be faced with a lot of rejection, unconventional ways of having to deal with these things. So when God told me I was going to be doing all of this, I knew that who I was then was not going to be who I am going to be when I get to the top of that mountain. I know that in all these years from where I started to where I am today, I've grown as a person, and it took a lot of working within. And that's also part of the faith of knowing when you can't control anything around you, when nothing around you is working It's because God is doing work inside of you. So you have to pay attention to say, you know what? If this opportunity didn't work, if I was rejected here, if the vision didn't come true here, if this didn't happen in this, like I thought it was going to happen, it's because something inside needs to be reaccommodated for it to click. Not to say that you should change your common who you are, like your personality or what you like to do. It will change as it needs to change. If you're someone who loves, like you love music, if you're like myself, if I'm someone who's very passionate about helping people, I'm going to keep helping people. How I help people is what's going to evolve. What I do to help people is what's going to evolve. Who I am as a person who helps people is what's going to evolve. How I used to have conversations with people has evolved. How I see the world has evolved. How I wake up in the morning, how I go about my day, how I start a new vision, how I start a new belief, a new process, that is what has evolved. So everything is going to come in a sense of evolution. And yet again, through these changing seasons, which is when it is the hardest to hold on to your faith, that is when it's the most important to hold on to that faith, that through this transition period, through the times where you feel like you're at a setback or you're faced with a wall, a hard stop, that's exactly when it's like have faith and walk by that and not by what you see. Because a lot of the times the world is going to... It's going to trick you. It's going to deceive you into thinking, actually, this isn't going to work. Take the time whenever you do have a vision and you have something that you'd like to bring to fruition. Take the time to write that down. Write that down. Write God's promise down. Meditate on it. Cultivate your faith towards it. Pray on it. And then start doing the work that it takes to get there so that you bring that faith to life, because faith without works is dead. I have the utmost faith. I don't know how anything is going to go. I don't know where it's going to go. But I do have faith that God is going to make it happen when it needs to happen. And I'm going to be exactly where he needs me to be. And it's always going to be a good and better place than where I am. And where I am right now is actually a really great and good place because I am with God. But it's going to continue to be a good and better place so long as I stick to God, because God is good. And he's going to fulfill every single one of his promises. That was today's first episode on the premise of faith. I hope you all do keep your faith. I hope you all have learned something here or adopted something or just really opened up your mind toward what's possible. It is by God that we have been able to bring this forth. Big shout out to Tom. Shout out to the agency 78 Set. Shout out to our community. Shout out to everyone who's listening in on this and is going to be part of this great old journey that I'm excited to climb. I am your host, Smithia Savignon, and this is your reminder to set intentions.